Hello, and welcome to another episode of Motivationally Speaking. It's me, Candy the Encouragement Queen here. And yes, it is also literally 10 minutes before midnight. But I said I was going to try my best to do a new episode every single month, so here we are. Even if it's literally the last minute in the final countdown, I'm like, I gotta do it. So anyway, a lot has happened this past month. I don't know if I mentioned it in a previous episode or not, but me and my husband moved, and we were focusing on moving and finding a new place, and we did find a new place, and I freaking love it. It's I don't know, we downsized, but it feels like we upgraded because all of the appliances are new. It's hardwood flooring throughout the house, and it's not a house, it's an apartment. That's another reason why it's kind of like downsized, but obviously the rent's cheaper, that's what's really important, and he and I kind of just want to stay in one place and really figure out where we really want to live. So that's the phase of life we're in right now. So there's that. Another cool thing is that for my housewarming, I kind of want to have a tea party with like a bunch of my friends that are girls and just drink tea and catch up. And the way that the house is set up, we have plenty of space to accommodate and to entertain, which is super exciting. We inherited a pool table. We're kind of like just babysitting it technically because it belongs to my dad, but he told us we could keep it for now. So we've been literally playing pool every single night, and I'm not even good at pool, but I feel like by the end of the summer I'm gonna be pretty good at pool, so that's exciting. Speaking of pools, the complex that we moved to has a pool, so that's also super cool. And I know it sounds like I'm just like listing all these great wonderful things, but it's honestly just because I'm happy, and that's something I don't normally feel comfortable saying, because I feel like whenever I allow myself to admit or say out loud that I'm happy, that something bad happens or whatever, I don't know. But something my husband said to me, I don't know if I mentioned it before, but he basically, I told him that what I said just now in different words, and he basically told me, if you're soaring really high in the sky, like you're deciding to be happy and feel joy, then the worst that could happen when you feel sad is that you dip down a little bit, but you're so high up in the sky that, you know, it just changes your perspective a little bit. You're not like falling out of the sky, you're just at a lower altitude, or whatever the correct word for that is. Because basically what triggered him to say that was I was saying that sometimes I feel so low that there's nowhere else to go, like I'm already at rock bottom, like I'm at the bottom of the barrel. So it's like it's safer to be sad all the time, because if you're already sad, nothing can make you sadder. I know it sounded really like depressing or whatever, but that's just kind of how where my mind has been a lot recently, because I've just been really overwhelmed with the move and other aspects of my life and stuff. So yeah, so he was basically saying, like, well, if you allow yourself to be happy, you are able to be happy even when sad things happen. And I'm like, you know what? That logic sounds really good. I'm gonna try that. And my puppy is barking. I don't know if you guys can hear him or not, but my dog Barley, I got him about a year ago. I'm training him to be my service dog, and he's doing really good, but sometimes he has his little fits. He is almost a year old, basically a year old. His birthday was April 25th, so he's a year and a few days old, a year and a month old technically. But he is here at the new place, so he's obviously getting used to his new surroundings and new smells and new sounds and all that stuff like that. So usually he's able to sleep through the night, but with, you know, being in a new environment means you basically have to train the dog all over again. So that's basically where we're at with that. Obviously, this is the first episode I'm recording at the new place, so I don't have everything set up or soundproofed yet or organized so that things can be recorded in a way that's the most efficient. So, admittedly, this episode is going to be short because it is really just me touching base and catching you guys up on life and all the crazy things that's been happening. There is a lot of more exciting and crazy things to come, but for this episode, I just wanted to get on and talk and update you all so you know that I'm still here and that I'm still trying and that everything will be okay. Something else I'm really excited to share with y'all is that I started looking into these like saving videos of like how to save cash and save money and budget and all this stuff like that. So I'm really excited to share that information with you guys next episode. But for today, we're gonna call it here. Hope you guys have a beautiful rest of your day, night, or evening, and I'll see you all next time. Bye-bye.